Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 11th of September 1971. The title is The Double Refined Stage. The Double Refined Stage. Do you wish to speak today or do you wish to see? Do you wish to see and not speak? Do you have the experience that you are able to say with your eyes whatever you wish to say instead of with your mouth? Is this possible? Does this happen? Today, this is the gathering of those who are master knowledgeful, powerful, and successful. So, are you not able to know this through the eyes? To reveal your feelings of the heart and the thoughts of the intellect is also a lesson of your study, is it not? So speak, what does Bap Dada wish to say today? Do you know that? You are master knowledgeful, are you not? Since you have studied this lesson, are you ready to take a test on this lesson? You are Mahavir's only. You are Mahavir's anyway. This is the group of Mahavir's, is it not? You are those who are in charge of charging the batteries of others. Bap Dada is seeing that this is the group of those who have passed number-wise. Whilst crossing many things and having had many experiences, have you not passed? There are three types of pass. So, you have to pass in these three aspects of passing. One is to pass by a road or a situation. Another is to pass in your study. And to be close is also pass in Hindi. To be close means to be a closed jewel. A tilak of the trident means to pass in all three aspects of pass. Are you not able to see this tilak? Can you see the tilak of the trident on the foreheads of all those in the group? Do you know what Bap Dada is seeing this gathering as? You have a vision of yourself, do you not? Are you able to have a vision of yourself at the present time? Speaking to Dadi, he said, look, this is the image that grants a vision and all of you are the observers. So tell Baba what vision you are seeing of this group. This one is the mic and you are the might. Is it like this? This one gives might and that mic speaks. What vision is Bap Dada seeing? Do you not have the double crown now? If you do not have the double crown now, you will not be able to have the double crown in the future. So today, Baba is seeing the gathering of the Raj Rishis who have the double crown, the tilak and the throne. The gathering of the future is tasteless compared to the present time. If you see yourself in the confluence-aged form of the most elevated human beings who follow the elevated code of conduct with the crown, the tilak and the throne, and together with that, you also see your future form, then out of the two, which form would be clear, attractive, divine, and spiritual? That of the present or the future? So, you constantly have a vision of your forms and give others a vision of that, do you not? Or are you still preparing yourself behind the curtains? Have you not come onto the stage? At the present time, in what form do you stay on the stage? To what extent do you consider your stage to be at the present moment? One is the final stage. So, is your stage final? Is it fine or is it refined? Nowadays, do you know that refined is also double refined? So, is it refined now? Do you wish to become double refined or just refined? You have become refined completely, have you not? Now, you have come to be double refined. What is the final date? If you do not have this ready in advance, how will your puppets and your subjects have a vision of your perfect stage? Then they will make all sorts of warped images. If they have a vision of the final stage of your perfection, what image will they create? They will also create a refined image. So, you have to give them a vision of your perfection. If you fill your buckets with the sanskars of singing praise, then from the copper age, as soon as they come down, they will sing praise in front of your images. You have to fill all the souls with the sanskars of all the systems and customs of this time, do you not? The time for filling those sanskars is now. Later on is the time to do it practically. In the same way, at this time, you are filling yourselves with the sanskars of being worship-worthy and a worshipper for the entire kalpa. To the extent that you become worship-worthy, accordingly, your stage of being a worshipper will be created automatically. So, just as you fill the souls with the sanskars for the entire kalpa, in the same way, you have to fill your buckets with sanskars of this time. As is your form, so you will fill them with those sanskars. Therefore, you must now take yourself to the final stage very quickly. Create such a final stage that you do not have to pay a fine even now. Those who are double refined will not be fined. There is no fine for those who have created their final stage. Therefore, finish whatever files still remain. If even the Mahaviras have to pay a fine, then what is their bravery? This is why you were told that Bap Dada does not wish to speak today. You are those who understand with just a signal. Today, this is the group of those who are seated on the throne. So how will they understand just by hearing something? If even now you only do something when you are told about it, then that is the stage of being human. You are even more elevated than the deities. Call them Brahmins or angels. Even angels understand with signals. Those who are the residents of the earth will only do something when they are told about it. Acha? What does Bap Dada consider this group to be in front of the entire world? You must tell Baba only of what you are. You are those who make the whole world bow down, not those who bow down to someone. This group is not one that will bow down even in front of Bap Dada. This group is of those who make Baba their servant. So, is that bowing down or making others bow down? Whatever praiseworthy word there are in the world, you are all of that. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the perfect form. Those who do not have any thought without an order are those who are constantly obedient. Such souls are called constantly obedient. This group has passed in this subject, has it not? Always stabilize yourself in the stage of being an obedient soul and then create any thought. Those who are completely obedient are the ones who become completely faithful. This group is close to perfection, is it not? What is complete faithfulness? What is the main virtue of those who are faithful? Their main virtue is to look after everything, even if they lose their life. They will not cause loss to anything unnecessarily. That is, if you waste your thoughts, time, words, or actions, or if it is going into the account of loss, would that be called completely faithful? Have you become obedient, honest, and faithful from the moment you took birth? You have to be honest with even a small penny. So, from the moment you took birth, did you make the promise that you would use your mind, that is, your thoughts, your time, and whatever actions you perform for the sake of godly service of the Father? Have you surrendered yourself completely? So, all this is for the godly service of the Father. If instead of godly service, your thoughts, time, or your actions are being performed wastefully, what would you call that? Would you call that completely faithful? Do not think, what does 1 second matter? If you are not honest with even just 1 paisa, then you cannot be called completely faithful. This group is of those who are completely faithful and fully obedient, is it not? What would you call such a group that is completely faithful, obedient, and honest? Namaste. What happens after namaste? Baba is fully obedient. He is happy to see all of you. This is the decoration of the court of the conference age. Acha Om Shanti.